I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will.
I literally was just looking at this song. So, welcome back, everybody, to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Feeling the cracks that ran through the and kept my mind.
So this long-distance dedication, I was going to do the Casey Kasem. This long-distance dedication goes out to the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers, who is fixing a hole. And congratulations, Aaron Rodgers. Good for you.
See, I don't know why you would take a voluntary cleanse of that nature.
I've done it. Not no, that kind.
No. Definitely.
I did a one-way cleanse.
So I've got a couple good buddies and I are all in one text chain, Brian. And it's me and another Packers fan. And then the other two are Viking. One's a Vikings fan and the other's a Bears
Let's fill everyone in real quick, okay, just so you know. Okay. If Aaron Rodgers went on the Pat McAfee show and shared his... You know, if you're in Wisconsin, you probably heard of it. But just in case you're not into the sports balling, Aaron Rodgers admitted he did this PK cleanse, which is, I believe, an Indian tradition, and it has you get the ghee, which is clarified butter, and you take a lot of it's. There's a lot of oil, and there's a lot of enemas, and there's a lot of consuming of oil for 3 days. It's a cleanse, and so it's there's a lot. But there's also
sorting.
Again, I don't want to presume to know what it is I'm talking about, and also I'm assuming
I'm very foggy on any of the details.
I'm assuming he did this with somebody who actually knew what they were doing. I would hope. I mean,
I would imagine.
One would hope, but either way, he basically admitted he puts oil in his rectum, but. That, you know, again, I've done a cleanse before, and it kind of worked. I did a 10-day, it was a lemonade diet thing, but it was all one way, not the other way. Either way, good for you, Aaron Rodgers. This song goes out to you, fixing a hole where the rain gets in.
Yes, but I had some friends that were, like, literally live streaming and texting this entire Pat McAfee interview for Aaron Rodgers yesterday, because they were all hoping that he was going to announce retirement. Because the two friends that I have, one's a Bears fan, the other's a Vikings fan, and so they were just salivating at the fact that the Packers might not have a Hall of Fame quarterback under center next season.
What a travesty!
It would really suck, you know. It would really suck. But and so they.
What about the Magic Man?
They're live streaming the whole thing and texting me and my other buddy, and we're just. The two Packers fans in the group, and we're just like, this is a whole lot of nothing. He's just going on the Pat McAfee show because Pat McAfee's his buddy and he wants to talk and just go and gab with him and just tell him about his off season ritual and all and the cleanse that he's doing now that the season's over. And it's just like, there's no news that's going to be there, but apparently 110,000 people were streaming this on YouTube, and I think it was a lot of haters. I think it was a lot of Chicago fans, a lot of Minnesota fans that were just really hoping he'd be leaving the NFC North.
I don't care.
No.
But
no.
All right, man. If he says something stupid, I'll get the soundbite of it, and then we'll move on. You know?
Exactly.
You put oil as an enema. There's worse things that happen. There's a bunch of people who believe the world isn't round. So, I mean, I guess... Good for you, Aaron Rodgers, for being lubricated. Let's,
folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You can give us a call, 844-967-2789. We got Wisco Paul chiming in. Wisco, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. You guys are actually having so much fun today. It's fun to listen to. I'll go back to the... It is. You guys are funny. You do a good job together. Hey, coming back to your prior segment, at one time in this state, the politicians were part-time. They're probably not, they don't even deserve that nowadays, but they were part-time, and then for some reason they went full-time. And the other thing about Gableman, if you live in a red county, it's okay. If you live in a blue county, the vote is messed up. Do you understand them two things?
Oh, yeah. That's the thing that, see, you know, there's...
Red county, good. Right. Red County, good. Blue County, bad. Red City, okay. Blue, not good. So we can narrow it down really quickly. Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, and now Racine. Racine's a new one. So that's what's going on there, to the best of my knowledge. Hey, you guys are making You guys are cracking me up today. And Aaron Rodgers, I just given up on that whole thing.
Yeah, it's definitely a whole thing.
It is definitely a whole thing, Wisco.
The thing about holes.
If we don't laugh, we cry. So it's really important that we stay laughing here on Dueling Tangents, because you don't want to hear us crying on the radio. That's no fun for anyone.
And we learned a valuable lesson about holes. Speaking of holes, let's go to Mark from the sack. Tell us what's going on, Mark. How you doing, buddy?
Doing okay. As far as Gableman, just quite Gableman. But unless your subpoenas are in comportment with the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution and naming specifically what you're after, you shouldn't be squealing that you need people to come in. And everything, there's no star chambers in Wisconsin anymore, so everything should be public. And the critical race theory thing, they don't want to talk about the Dred Scott decision, where Taney actually wrote that black people were not even human beings, just whitewash that. You brought up the Chinese Exclusion Act. And these Republicans do want to whitewash history. And I don't feel guilty that we had slavery in this country. I just feel that it was good that we got rid of it.
Yeah.
And for the statue of Hans Christian Hague, it should be brought up. They want to whitewash out of history the fact that Hans Christian Hague, immigrant from Norway, when he was a resident of Wisconsin, I think he was director of prisons, defied the Fugitive Slave Act. And that helped smuggle escaped slaves up into Canada. Do they want that excluded from our history books? I just don't get these guys. They should tell them, say, define what critical race theory is, unless, you know, they give us a definition.
They can't give the definition of it, and they only think about one specific thing, and they assume it's all about black people only, and they just it's basically because they just feel bad. I don't know.
No, I don't even think that it's that they feel bad. It's that they don't want other people to tell them that they're ancestors were bad, because then maybe by association, if they don't fix the things that were bad, or if they have nostalgia for those times, like make America great again, and go back to those times.
My ancestors on my mom's side were on the Confederate side. They had my freaking great great aunt had her farm burned down in front of her face by the Union Army, and when they passed by her marching proudly, she sang out Dixie against them, and like right in their faces and stuff, and enough to that they it was remarked and written down in a paper. And on one hand, I'm proud of her for standing up for herself, because good for you for, you know, singing in front of people's faces who just burn your freaking house down. But at the same time, there's no way that I'm going to go and say that the Confederate side was the right side to win.
No.
Just, you know what I mean?
It's okay to say slavery was bad.
And I can move on.
It's okay to say that.
I'm okay.
Yeah. Doesn't need to be banned from being taught in our public schools that slavery was bad. But apparently, that's what's going on in this silly session. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you miss any portion of the show, go check out the podcast, devilradio927.com.
Fix that hole, Aaron.
You done messed up, Aaron!
R-E-L-A-X.
F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.